Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show.
Fortunately, as homeschool parents, we're able to be around our children more and be the one that influences them. And be the voice that they hear and be help to be a filter and to protect them. So, and to prepare them. That's the other thing we do, protect and prepare our youth. So you were talking about the most important thing you can do is to first be aware it's our responsibility to be intentionally persistent. And then we talked about, as we prayed before this episode, Philippians 4:13, I can do all through Christ who strengthens me, because it's going to be exhausting. But you've only got those first 18 years to anchor, help anchor your youth, because the culture is coming for them.
Yeah. Yeah. How do we protect and prepare them? I mean, I think that's so, it's easy to say, we just protect them and prepare them. But actually putting that into practice, I even find it difficult for myself with my girls. I've got a 13-year-old now and a 17-year-old. And even with them, I find it so difficult because we can't protect them from everything. I mean, you know, they can go to youth group or to church on a Sunday morning and their friends are still going to have phones. And they are exposed. They have the ability and the capability of being exposed to anything and everything. And so how do we combat that?
Well, that's a great follow-up question. You know, so often I'm trying to alert parents to the danger, right? Because we're not willing, we say in Alaska, you're not going to carry bear bells if you don't know there's bears. But once you realize there's bears, you're going to carry bear spray and bear bells and all these things. So once parents realize, like you said, that they're going to be exposed, that we have to protect and prepare them, now we can start to seek out resources for the arena that they're in, and then start to have those daily conversations. Now, those can be guided by some of the great books that are out there. And I don't mean the great classics. I mean some simpler books that we can, like I have Dr. Craig's Attributes of God. And so when Jeremiah was 6 years old, we were reading, God is omnipotent, he's omniscient. And we're teaching him, what does that mean? And I see it play out when he answers questions at kids' life group. But then getting involved in their lives. If we say, well, I take them to church and I take them to life group, but we don't know what's going on their phone, but we don't know what videos they're watching on, heaven forbid, YouTube, unfortunately, or Netflix or some of these channels. If we're not engaged there, then we can't have conversations about what is it that you're watching. Now, I'm not telling parents we need to just all move to the woods and never be online again.
With our bear bells and bear spray.
That's right. I'm not saying that we should do that. That's where the preparation comes in and the engagement. I'm trying to think. Sean, he's with Biola. I can't think of his last name. Sean McDowell. He does a great job of talking about some of the topics that your youth are going to be involved in. And then how do we address those topics? You know, he's a dad about my age, but he's involved with youth. That doesn't mean he acts like youth. He's involved with our youth. And so getting involved with our youth and then engaging them where they're at. But we don't have to act like children. I think some people think, oh, we need to have our own TikTok accounts and use the same language. We'll never keep up with that culture. But like you said at the beginning, anchoring them so that they're not deceived by the philosophy of today.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.